Welcome to Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants selected Andre Williams in the fourth round of the draft out of Boston College. As a collegiate player, he had over 2,000 yards rushing in his final season, and he helped the Giants in a big way with the run game in 2014.
Well, you know, I think I'm a unique combination of size and speed and power.
And that is the message that you send with your run game.
You know, I like to play the game rough. I don't shy away from contact, and I really like to play mind games with the defense. I like to beat the defense up and just come at them harder in the fourth quarter.
Hand off Williams. He plows right, fighting for the goal line. Is he in? Touchdown, Giants.
Block him right down the middle. We hold that edge. Look, you can't have a better looking hole than that right there.
Hand off Williams. Finds a hole up the middle. Andre Williams to the 40, to the 45 midfield. Bounces off another tackle. He's to the 40, breaks to the right, to the 30, cuts it back inside, and tackled at the 26-yard line.
You run over a safety here, that's a punch in the mouth.
Manning takes the snap, handoff Williams. He plows into the end zone, touchdown right up the middle for Andre Williams.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
I'm joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks and Andre Williams, a rugged runner, Carl. Patience, something he's got to learn, but he did learn it in Tennessee, maybe with the help of a little bobble.
Yeah, patience is something he definitely has to learn, the pace of the game and how he can space out his runs. One thing about him, coming out of college, he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. We saw him in camp, and we knew that he is a NFL-ready running back. But being NFL-ready doesn't make you NFL good. So he has to learn to run the daylight, and you can see from the benefit of a fumble here, a little bobble, there's the daylight. Now you can see his open field speed. Runs by everyone. So he's a contact runner, rugged, but when he can get in the open field, which he's going to have to learn to do more of, he can be a dangerous runner.
50-yard run there for Andre Williams. He had over 100 yards rushing in the game. And Carl, we're going to take a look at one other play of Andre Williams and just kind of what he brings as far as physicality and his ability to grow as a player.
This is something we didn't see early in the year. He's following his fullback, but watch the cut. Little jump cut there because he read the linebacker. Now watch what happens when he gets in the open field. Boom, just runs over the safety.
So, Carl, as you take a look at Andre Williams, who had the most rushing yards by a Giants rookie running back since Ron Dayne in 2000, what are some of the areas in which he needs to improve upon as he gets ready for his second season in the league?
Well, I think he's a very deliberate running back in terms of following instructions. So if the card or if the play calls for you to read your fullback, you do that. But he's got to allow his instincts to take over sometimes, too. That means taking a glance at a linebacker, and if a linebacker overcommits, knowing that there's a backside run where there's daylight, where normally it could be 4 yards if you stay directly where the play calls for you to play, or it could be 14 to 24 yards if you cut back and overplay where the linebacker overplays you.
All right, good stuff. That's a look at Andre Williams in Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition. Thanks for joining us.